In 1957, Cincinnati musician Buddy Roger opened his first music store, a retail and lessons shop to supplement his gigging income. Now celebrating 60 years in business in Cincinnati, Buddy Rogers Music has provided musical instruments and lessons to thousands of student and professional musicians. And in a rapidly changing industry, Buddy Rogers Music has a commitment to hosting in-store clinics for their staff and area musicians. The latest in the series takes place at the North College Hill store Saturday and Sunday, December 16th and 17th. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal. My guests are Elizabeth Farney, Director of Services, and Brandon Voorhees, Marketing Director, Buddy Rogers Music. Welcome, Brandon and Liz.
Welcome. Hi. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us here today.
So Buddy Rogers does a lot of in-stores and in-schools. This is a big one, right, Brandon?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is probably by far our biggest venture as far as an in-store event. We've done single clinics before with, you know, single artists, but this is the first time that we had the idea to bring in a whole range of different musicians and different instruments. So before, you know, we would have one person come in with, you know, who just played clarinet, or one person who just played trumpet. And this is the first time we'll have a trumpet player, a saxophone player, a clarinet player, flute player, all bringing their gifts and, you know, showing students and professionals alike what they can bring to the table. So
it's a big enough event that it's 2 days and it's got a name, the Sounds of Cincy Yamaha Artist Clinic. Yamaha's a really well-known name in the musical instrument business. Liz, several Yamaha artists now in Cincinnati?
Yes, actually, when we were doing some research for this event, we were kind of surprised to see how many there were. Many of them are associated with the Cincinnati Conservatory of Music. They perform all over, not just in Cincinnati, but all over the United States. And they're also known for their teaching. And I think that's where many of them excel. And we have, you know, Craig Bailey, who was raised here in Cincinnati and got his start here.
And what's his instrument?
He is a saxophone player, alto saxophone, very well known in the jazz world. And he teaches at CCM as well.
And he'll be presenting on Saturday?
He will be, yes.
Who else you got on Saturday, Brandon?
We have a couple trumpet players from CCM. One more orchestral focus, symphonic focus, Alan Siebert, who is the orchestral trumpet professor, and Scott Belk, the jazz professor of trumpet. And we're also fortunate enough to have a clarinetist by the name of Dr. Lori Bray Ruth from down in Morehead State. She's making the trip up to teach as well. So
Morehead's got a great program.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We were down there doing promo videos for her and for this event. And a beautiful campus and a very unique music community down there.
So two trumpets, an alto sax, and clarinetist on Saturday. Liz, who's coming in on Sunday?
On Sunday, we have Heather Verbeck. She is a flutist and piccoloist. And then after that, we have James Bunty, who's also alto saxophone, but he's more of a classical player.
My guests are Brandon Voorhees and Liz Farney with Buddy Rogers Music, talking about the Sounds of Cincy Yamaha Artist Clinic and the amazing, talented Yamaha artists who will be presenting both Saturday and Sunday. Is this going to be sort of like a master class, Brandon?
Yeah, we've been talking to James about that. James Bunty, he's the performance professor at CCM for all performance majors. So he holds a bit of weight down at CCM, and we've been just talking through the substance and what's going to be happening during the sessions of this event. It's going to be part master class, part clinic. And hopefully students will have a chance to actually, you know, get up there and play a little bit, and then part performance as well. And then afterwards, the students are going to be able to go to the other side of the room and actually try out the instruments and have the professors there bouncing around from room to room, helping them. So,
are the attendees encouraged to bring their own instruments? Maybe get some adjustment, repair, advice, cleaning?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a big time, usually in the middle school to high school range, when students are making decisions to maybe play through the rest of high school, maybe on into college. So we do recommend they bring their instrument, whether it's a student instrument or an intermediate instrument. Either way, they'll be able to play on theirs and also try out some better ones and see if it would make sense to make a switch.
Liz, this is clearly geared towards woodwinds and brass, which is a conscious direction change that Buddy Rogers has made over the last couple of years to specialize in classical, jazz, and band instruments, yes?
That is correct. About 2.5 years ago, we did shift our focus. We no longer do anything with the combo market, and we decided to become specialists in the wind and brass realm. It's been a huge undertaking to shift the business in that direction, and it's a little bit different when you start to focus on these types of instruments. You definitely have to be conscious of the musicians in the area, students through professional, because their needs are very, very focused. And there just aren't as many wind and brass players as you would get guitar players and things like that. So it takes a lot more work to bring in the customers. It takes a lot more focus for each person that walks in the door, because when they come in to buy their professional instrument, it can take a long time to pick the right one, then to pick the right mouthpiece and reed setup. So all of us here at Buddy Rogers are specialists in our own way to be able to help with something like that. And now we have the inventory to back this up. If somebody wants to come in and spend $2,000 or $3,000 on an instrument, it's important that you have a choice. And I think at one point, you know, we had 27 different models of trumpets that people could come in and try. And you don't really see that anywhere. And it's a special thing that we're doing here.
Well, everybody's lips are different. I guess every trumpet should be different. Buddy Rogers deeply involved with the educational aspect of music, and I understand that the event offers some financial support to area schools. Brandon, how would a school get involved in that? Is it a contest?
It's sort of like that. We're out every single week. We have representatives out in the school servicing the school programs every week, you know, supporting the student rental programs and things like that. So what we've did to kind of give back to those programs and also drum up some buzz about this event is we're offering actually credit back onto certain schools' accounts who send the most students to the event. So we're keeping track of who's coming, and just as a little bit of an incentive, maybe some extra credit opportunities for the teachers. So
that's Brandon Voorhees, marketing director with Buddy Rogers Music, talking about the Sounds of Cincy Yamaha Artist Clinic. Let's hit the FAQs. When, where, what time? How do we register?
Yeah, so the event is going to be over the December 16th and 17th weekend. The 16th is going to be between the hours of 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday is going to be 12 to 4, so after the church crowd dies down. We are having double rebates and special deals on instruments and discounts on accessories and cases and things like that as well.
Are tickets needed, Liz?
No tickets are needed. You just need to show up that day.
Free of charge?
It is free, yes.
Refreshments?
Absolutely. There's musicians, so of course there's going to be food. We're going to have some Christmas treats from North College Hill Bakery and hot beverages, coffee, tea, hot cocoa.
And do the players have to be any certain level to participate?
Absolutely not. We can have beginners all the way through intermediate and professional, and maybe even people out there that are thinking about playing an instrument or coming back to it after a hiatus. Come in and see us, and we can get you started.
It's the Sounds of Cincy Yamaha Artist Clinic, presented by Buddy Rogers Music at the North College Hill location. Saturday and Sunday, December 16th and 17th, featuring local artists performing and teaching, a chance to tour the Buddy Rogers showroom, try out some gear, holiday treats, raffles, and more. A link with more information can be found by visiting our website, wvxu.org. My guests have been Elizabeth Farney and Brandon Voorhees with Buddy Rogers Music. Will you both be at the clinic?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll both be there, yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for stopping by. For local exposure on WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.